We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. What a great time of year to be in Wisconsin. Did the afternoon show that I host all week long from the Wisconsin State Fair. It is truly a gem. What I love about the Wisconsin State Fair is literally kids and families from around the state gather here and they're hanging out, they're walking around. From our vantage point, it was so cool to see moms and dads with little kids, people with their livestock, folks buying stuff in the Expo Center, all hanging out, having a great time, just celebrating being in Wisconsin, and the weather has been absolutely fantastic. It has been really, really a great run for them at the Wisconsin State Fair. As a matter of fact, later on in the show, we'll talk to Ann Sayers. We interviewed her at the Wisconsin State Fair. It was super fun. You'll hear that conversation actually taped right outside the dairy building where they make the cream puffs. Also on the show, the best motorcycle rides in the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss that coming up in the second half hour. And up next, Kenosha, Meredith, Jamisco, the city right down there near the border is fantastic. It's straight ahead on Experience Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. What a steamy day. 90 degrees today, but it's good. It's good. I'm not going to complain at all. It is summer here in Wisconsin. Let's head to a great place to hang out during the summer. It is Kenosha, just a little bit south of us. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director for Visit Kenosha. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, this is such a great time to be in Kenosha. Summer is still cranking down there, the events and the festivals. Let's start with the Kenosha County Fair. Tell us about the fair.
Yeah, this is one of my family's favorite events. It's August 13th through the 17th this year, and there's just so much to see and do and eat. There's activities every night at the grandstand, which is at the Wilmot Raceway. They have the best dirt track racing in the Midwest on Wednesday of the fair, along with the strongest fan tire toss.
Ooh.
That should be fun. And Thursday, they have the Badger truck and tractor pulls, the combine demolition derby. Friday is tractor pulls and fireworks. Saturday is more dirt track racing, and then Sunday is the International Demolition Derby.
Wow.
And yeah, and of course there's much more to see at the fair as well, the Carnival Midway, Family Fun Zone, concerts, the animals, exhibits, much more, and the fairgrounds are on Highway W in Wilmot in western Kenosha County.
It is one of the greatest county fairs in Wisconsin. You got to check it out. It's fun for the whole family. I want to ask you about Harbor Park Jazz Rhythm and Blues Festival. This sounds really, really cool.
Yeah, this has become a tradition. It's at Harbor Park Celebration Place, a one-day regional music festival, and it kicks off around 12:45 with a popular cooking demonstration, and then that's followed by a long lineup of concerts. And this year's headliner is Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Kirk Wallum, and he'll be doing smooth jazz, and there's three other concerts leading up to him. And there's also a silent auction, a wine pull, and a raffle, and all proceeds benefit the Mahone Foundation, which is to provide educational opportunities for everyone.
That is so fun. Meredith Jamisco is with us from Visit Kenosha. So growing up, one of my great memories is going to the Bristol Renaissance Fair with my grandparents. My grandma loved it, walking back in time. That thing is still going strong. Tell us about the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Yes, for sure. That is award-winning, and it's open on Saturdays and Sundays, plus Labor Day, which is the closing day for the season. And you just travel back in time to 1574 and just have a lot of fun. You can even go dressed in costume, and they have a ton of entertainment, including the acrobats, musicians, the jousts. Lots of food options. They have artisan shops, rides and games. There's just so much fun there. And a few insider tips, the parking lot opens at 9.
Oh.
So even though the fair starts at 10, you should get there early. They say even before 8:45. And Sundays are less busy than Saturdays, and you should buy your tickets ahead or at the box office because people have some connectivity issues if you try on your phone on site. So some insider tips for you.
Great tips. Do they still have the big, huge turkey legs?
Of course. You got to have them.
All right. Labor Day weekend. I love this. This is a big deal in Kenosha. Classic car event each day, every day. It's really cool. Let's run through these, Meredith. What happens Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, 4 days nonstop. Friday night is the Kenosha History Center Classic Car Cruisin' Night that they do each month. And then Saturday is the Kenosha Classic Cruisin'. This is one of the huge events of the year. It's Saturday, August 30th, and it's always that Saturday of Labor Day weekend, and classic cars fill downtown Kenosha. They come from multiple states, and it's just really good time. They have music. You can check out downtown. It's free to ride the streetcar that day. Check out the markets. And then Sunday is the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter Car Show at Petrifying Springs Park, and this benefits the wounded veterans. And then Monday is one of the weekly Bristol 45 Diner Cruisin' Nights. They do that the first, third, and fifth Monday of the month in the evening. So, you know, you can come, bring your classic car to all the events, or just check out the cars that are around.
Meredith, one of the things I love about Kenosha is that downtown is right there in our beautiful lake, and August and September are the greatest weather. Can you talk a little bit about what makes downtown Kenosha so special?
Oh, it's all the locally owned businesses, the shops, the restaurants where entrepreneurs have set up shop, but the streetcar travels by. You can see the people fishing, the boats going in and out of the harbor. There's the beach house where you can enjoy live music and bonfires right next to the lake and climb the lighthouse. There's just so much to see and do, and all the public art to enjoy. So it's a very walkable downtown that we have.
Indeed, and great restaurants as well. What is the website if people want more information on the things happening in Kenosha?
You can go to visitkenosha.com.
Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director for Visit Kenosha. Going to be a great rest of the summer. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you.
All right, of course. Up next, the best motorcycle rides in our great state when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here on Experience Wisconsin. Motorcyclists are big time this time of year here in Wisconsin. My producer on the afternoon show, Brandon Snide, is one of them, and I wanted to talk to him about the best routes in our state. Brandon, thank you so much for spending some time with us on your Saturday.
Of course, John. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I've been looking forward to this. So bikes, Wisconsin, big time, and you are a Harley guy. When people ask you or you're somewhere else about riding the bike in Wisconsin, what is it about getting on that bike in Wisconsin that's special?
It's hard to describe it, hard to put it into words, John, but it's the freedom that you feel. And you know, it's kind of a cliche thing around motorcycles and certainly around our brand here in Milwaukee and Harley-Davidson, but the freedom you experience on two wheels is something that I really cannot put into words. It's just, it's being able to get behind the handlebars. You kind of, there's so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in everybody's daily life, but to be able to get behind those handlebars and kind of forget all of that, let the sound of the exhaust drown out all of the stress and be able to just kind of unwind a little bit. And here's the other thing is when we're driving cars and you're in front of a windshield and you got the radio on and you got somebody else in the car, you miss a lot of the Wisconsin scenery. You do not miss any of it when you're on a motorcycle.
Do you listen to the radio when you ride?
Yes and no. I do both. So there's times where I'm taking a back road or maybe I just want to, you know, take 20 minutes to kind of decompress after work or after, you know, something going on in my personal life where I'll just turn everything off and I'll just cruise and I'll just let the wind. I call it wind therapy. And you just go with the wind and you ride and you don't have anything other than the thoughts in your head and the exhaust.
I've heard you cranking that radio coming right out of the parking garage a couple of times, like you're heading home.
Yep.
Your wife, Denise, does she ride with you?
She does. Yeah, we both do. We don't do it as much as we would like to because, as you know, and listeners of Wisconsin's Afternoon News knows, we have five children. So we don't, unfortunately, we don't run our own life. So it depends on the time and when we're able to. But when we're able to get together, we certainly did for the homecoming rally in July in downtown Milwaukee. And we like to go on Sunday rides when we have the ability to and the time to do. But we certainly do. It's a good bonding moment for us. And it's a good moment, as well as I kind of mentioned before, where we kind of just forget our stressors. And it certainly is for the passenger as well.
I want to ask you about something you just hit on, the camaraderie. I think it's amazing. I love the birthday every year. I love the sound of the thunder in our city. And I love seeing the groups of cyclists on the highway or on the back roads. Talk about the camaraderie. Talk about that part of being involved in the culture.
It's amazing, too, because like there's so much in the world right now, John, as you know, political and who's your favorite sports teams and so much going on in the world where it divides people. Like, it's amazing at what a brand, what a motorcycle can do for a group of people. And just celebrating the Harley's birthday in July, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter who you pray to, who you don't pray to, who your favorite team is, who you voted for. None of that is ever a conversation. You're brought together by the love of a machine and two wheels. And it doesn't matter, again, what bike you ride or how long you've been riding or any of that. It's just the love for the motorcycle, the love for the freedom, again, that I described at the beginning of the segment, to be able to just unwind a little bit and bring everybody together. I met people from Brazil. I met people from Argentina, wow, from Canada, from Quebec, like all over the world. And it doesn't matter, you know, if there's a tariff in that country or if they don't like President Trump or if they don't like, you know, who's in office or they don't like, you know, our politics in the state, in the country, of, you know, in our country. None of that matters. What matters is that we're here enjoying, you know, one thing, and that's to ride motorcycles.
Do you have a favorite spot or two that you like to get out on the bike in Wisconsin?
I do. I love the ride to Tomahawk. I do it every year. The ride to Tomahawk, the scenic route up to Tomahawk is fantastic. There's a shorter route that I also like. It's actually not too far. Fredonia. There's an old barn silo that they painted to replicate a Harley-Davidson oil can.
Wow.
And it's just a nice scenic route. Again, it's kind of quiet ride. You know, you're going, you know, with the flow, and it's a nice short ride for those that are in Milwaukee. And that's probably one of my favorites because I love the old country roads where I can, like,
yeah,
be on the back road and kind of see from a distance the cows in the pasture and the horses in the barn and farmers out there tending to their crops and whatnot. And those are my favorite rides. So those two really stick out. But you can also go wrong with the Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive, which is, again, right in our backyard. You know, it's a 30-45 minute ride for me. But it's awesome because you're like you're riding up there, and then you get there and you're like, I can't believe this is right here. Like, I cannot believe this is right here. And then if you ask my wife, she loves to go down to Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
So Lake Geneva's her one of her things. She loves the shop, she loves the food, and we like taking the back roads there as well.
How often do you clean the bike?
Every time I ride it.
Is that part of the routine? You bring it home, you clean it up, it's ready to go for the next time?
Yep, it is. I did it. She laughed at me too. My wife laughs at me about it because we do it. I did it for the homecoming. We'd go out on Thursday night, come back Friday morning before we leave, I'd clean it, and she'd be like, you know, it's just going to get dirty again. I go, I know, but it's like a mental thing, like an OCD type thing. I just got to get it clean, get it ready so that when I'm out there, it shines, and then we get right back to riding and then do it all over again.
My guy Brandon Snide talking Harleys in Wisconsin. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we check in with the travel secretary from the Wisconsin State Fair, Ann Sayers. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hope you're having a great weekend. Going to be good weather again later today and tomorrow. A little bit summery, but it's all good. It's feeling summery at the Wisconsin State Fair, where they've had a great run of it. By the way, it does continue through tomorrow. Had the chance, Julia Fellow and I did, to talk to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, about thrill-seeking attractions in our state.
We are joined by the travel secretary at the Wisconsin State Fair. She is the amazing Ann Sayers. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so excited to be here today with you.
I think a lot of people don't have this on their list, but they should. It's all the cool, thrilly kind of things you can do in our state, and we really do this right in Wisconsin, don't we?
We are turning it up to 11 this summer. All kinds of thrills for you to take part in this summer in Wisconsin.
I love
and
it.
And there's some wild water-based adventures, Ann.
Okay, so this is wild. You can navigate the whitewater rapids of northern Wisconsin. You can go with a guide, Shotgun Eddie. He's a premier whitewater rafting outfitter offering guided excursions on the Wolf River in Menominee County. Thrill seekers should book the Otter Slide Smoky Falls trip. It's 6 hours, and you're going to have fun paddling through Class 3 and 4 rapids. Another option further north is Kozer's Whitewater Rafting in Marinette. The family-owned and operated outfitter has been in business for 50 years now, and you can challenge yourself on the Menominee River excursion where you'll conquer a legendary, get this, 10-foot drop.
Whoa, that's a lot.
I don't know if I would do it.
Yeah, I'm not that brave.
I guess if you're there, you are doing it. There's no choice. But you're at Piers Gorge. And whitewater paddlers can find fun in Wausau, too, at Whitewater Park, just blocks from downtown. Paddlers of all ages can navigate this thrilling, but it is still approachable course. It's 12 designed whitewater features.
I've done that. It's very fun.
All right. And finally, you can let gravity do the work for you at the Rise of Icarus in the Wisconsin Dells. This is on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park opened America's tallest water slide last summer. You'll slide and swirl 145 feet down the Rise of Icarus.
You have to be brave to do all these things.
Really brave.
Yeah, exhilarating experiences. We've got a couple options here too, Anne.
All right, so you can make some legendary memories at Wisconsin's legendary racetrack. That's Road America. They're marking their 70th anniversary this year, and they offer visitors several ways you can get behind the wheel. So you could sign up for one of their track days to cruise the course in your own car, or visit for a public karting day, and you can hit speeds of 40 miles per hour
wow.
in a go-kart. I know.
That's a lot.
And then if you want to practice and get ready, you can head to Beloit for lifelike racing simulators at Henry Doorbakers.
Uh-huh.
These advanced simulators are suspended on hydraulic systems, so you're going to feel every bump in the road and every turn in the course, and you can even set it to Road America so you can actually practice it exactly virtually.
I love that.
And then I like this one, too. If you'd rather just stick to the sidelines, you can cheer on the pros at the Crandon International Raceway. Travel up to Forest County on Labor Day weekend for the annual Crandon World Championships. You'll be surrounded by the picturesque scenes of the Northwoods and the roar of race cars hitting speeds of up to 100 miles an hour on
Whoa.
A dirt track. I know.
That is cruising.
Yeah, and you have more fresh air thrills to share.
Okay, so now we're really getting down to it.
Uh-huh.
Because you can let loose and leave the ground completely by going to visit Jefferson for 10,000 vertical feet of thrills through Wisconsin Skydiving Center. Less than an hour from Milwaukee, first-timers will jump with the help of a skilled skydiving instructor. You'll have ear-to-ear smiles as you free-fall 120 miles an hour. So that's one option. Another one, I've done this one. It's so fun. You can soar through the forest canopy outside of Minocqua at Northwoods Zipline Adventure Tours. Here you can choose from four amazing tour options. For the best value, just go with the full adventure tour. You'll glide down 13 different zip lines that include two that go over lakes and navigate past 14 aerial obstacles and cross four suspended bridges.
Wow.
Then maybe you're in the mood for a little sightseeing. Uh-huh. Rather than bone shaking, then visit Oshkosh for a private plane ride at Pioneer Airport. This is next to the EAA Aviation Museum. You can feel the wind in your face as you soar in an open cockpit biplane. Kids may even be able to get the plane ride for free. And, you know, I've done that one, too, and it is awesome.
That sounds super cool. We're at the Wisconsin State Fair. When people ask you, Ann, what makes the fair so special, what do you tell them makes our fair such a great deal?
You know, I think it's the way everybody just feels so at home. I've been here all day just watching people choose their own adventure and find their own smiles and be with their crew. And you can tell that everyone here helping to support the fair is just so interested in making sure they get that memory, get their fair memory. It's the hospitality, I guess.
I love that. Julia loves the fried pickles. I love the pork chop sandwich. What's on the Ann Sayers list of food that you have to have when you come to the fair?
Well, you know I'm going to say cream puff, but I already had my cream puff today and it was everything I hoped it would be. Might be room for another. We'll see.
There's always room for another. Ann Sayers is Wisconsin's travel secretary. Ann, it's always good to see you. Thank you so much.
It's great to see you both.
Always good to catch up with Ann. If you'd like more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. Great things in our state, TravelWisconsin.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.